Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said success is relative. The more success, the more relatives. I'd like to welcome you to Bible Meditations and invite you to tell others about our program so that we might study together from the Word of God. We're dedicated to presenting the gospel of Christ. We believe that the truth, and I mean all of the truth, as revealed in God's Word, is that which God wants you and I to know about and to follow in regard to our lives. We hope that you get something from that study of God's Word, and I'm sure that I do get something as we look into the teachings of the Word of God. This week, I'd like to talk to you about a subject that is always of great importance, but always has somebody stirring about it in regard to the teaching of the second coming of Christ. Is the Lord coming? When is He coming? And what will participate in that particular day? Well, let's look at the 14th chapter of the book of John. And I'd like to read some verses to you, about six of them. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Well, let's stop there and note the context of what we have in John 14. Jesus is with the disciples and reminds them of the fact that his life is shortly to be over. He is going to have others who move against him and kill him, take his very life. Now, the disciples were reluctant to hear anything along that line. But in all of the promise that he would be taken away, there also is the promise that he would resurrect from the grave and that he would return and one day take the saints of God home with him. And so that's what is involved in this passage. He tells them, don't be overly troubled about this. If I go, I will come again. And so indicating that death was not going to end at all, that he was going to come again. The Bible is filled with promises that tell us of the Lord's return. Certainly, we believe that the time will come when the Lord will come back and that the Lord will take those who are righteous to be with him throughout eternity. Well, we need to look at the second coming of Christ. The reason for it is the fact that there are so many people in our world today teaching religious error in regard to the second coming of Christ. It is not infrequent that somebody begins talking about the Lord returning and setting up an earthly kingdom and living and reigning here on the earth for 1,000 years. That doctrine is called premillennialism, and it is very widely taught among religious people. But is it widely taught in the Word of God? That's the question, and that's what we would like to point out in our study. We believe that the Bible teaches the Lord will return. The passage that we have just looked at gave assurance unto the disciples of the Lord that the Lord was going to come again. If I go, I will come again. And that's a promise of the Lord. Let me ask you, how many times have you heard the Lord make a promise that it didn't occur? It didn't happen. Is there anywhere at any time that Jesus promised to do something that he didn't do it? Well, very obviously, the Lord is capable of doing anything that he wants to do. And so if the Lord made a promise, "I will come again," all of the interference of mankind will not stop him from doing that. Now, the reason that I make that observation is the fact that there are those who tell us that because of human interference, Jesus was not able to keep his promise about the coming some time ago, and so it had to be postponed. Friends, don't believe it for a minute. Our God is not dependent upon man to keep his word. He is not stopped from doing what he knows and what he wants to do. Therefore, when somebody says the Lord had interference from mankind and could not keep his promise about coming again and a kingdom, that they simply have attributed to God a characteristic that is not at all in harmony with God being God. Well, let me point out to you, the Lord promised, "I will come again." That's also promised in the first chapter of the book of Acts. You remember the Lord had been crucified, and now he meets with some who are walking along, and he reminds them of his coming as he's ascending up into heaven. You remember those who are watching his ascent had the angels say to him that they ought not to be troubled by this, because the same Jesus that they have seen taken up from among them shall so return in like manner. Acts 1 and verse 11. The Lord's going to come back. The Lord is going to return, and he's going to return in like manner. What a great assurance that would be for those who are disciples of Christ to realize that even his death on the cross is not going to put to an end the work that he has in mind to do. In fact, what people had done by crucifying him simply expedited his plan and his way of redemption for the human family. Well, the angels said the Lord is going to come again. He will return in like manner. Also, the Apostle Peter discusses that when he discusses end time in 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. The last days, what will happen at the end of the world, and the occurrences that will lead up to the Lord's return. Remember, Peter began chapter 3 by telling about some who were scoffers. And they would say, "Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning." In other words, they're skeptics. They're simply saying, "No, he's not going to return. He's promised, but he's not keeping his word." Well, their conclusion was, since he has not to this point kept his word, then he's not going to keep his word. And so, somehow or other, we reject the Christ because he is not able to carry out what he'd promised. He had promised to return, but it has not yet occurred, therefore it will not occur. Well, that was faulty reasoning, and the Lord clearly pointed out that that's not the case. We'll discuss this more tomorrow, the Lord willing. Please be with us. We now return you to our announcer.